This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's have a fun Friday, why don't we? John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Appreciate the 214. Again, always keeping me clean because I did say that the Astros were alone atop the AL West. I lied. They're atop the AL West, tied with the Mariners who beat the A's. Last night.
Late game.
That don't count.
Yeah.
They beat the A's.
Anything after 9 o'clock doesn't count.
They beat the A's.
I like what Figgy's doing here. I'm assuming you're about to take a proposal.
They still 0-0.
Hey, man, when you beat the A's, you only get half a win.
Yeah.
They don't even have a home. They're just the Athletics. All right. Man, so that was a fun game, obviously, seeing the Astros get a victory 3-1 versus the New York Mets. Clay Holmes didn't do too much damage, which was cool. And you move on. You're on again tonight. Now, of course, it's an Apple TV Plus game. So you won't get.
Oh boy,
what?
About to get a bunch of text messages. How can I watch the game?
Yeah,
Apple TV Plus, friends.
Why the game ain't on regular
That's
TV?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Just call Figgy. He'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Hit him up directly at the.
I actually had some people call one day asking what
they're
channel
about
the game
to call again.
That's right.
Look, just keep an eye on that light right there.
How can I watch the Astros game?
Figgy's got all your answers.
Well, I mean,
so I got to download the app just to watch the game.
Unfortunately, so. Or you could just turn your attention to a little March Madness. Because it's delivering in the Sweet 16, baby. It's delivering. Last
yes,
night, I hypothesized yesterday, and it's not like I was like shooting in the dark. It was pretty evident there was going to be some good games. That this last night's games, the four games that they played, would be better than the whole first round. And Lopez, how do you think I hit there? Because we had some really, really good basketball.
It was captivating. It was one of those nights where you realize, and I was telling you guys this before the show, you realize they just have the formula down perfect, man. I mean, March Madness, NCAA tournament, you get your upsets. Boy, did we get a shocking finish as well. But you also get to see, like, the one game, one or you're done. Are they going to dial it in tonight or not? Duke, Florida, and boy, Alabama, they dialed it up big time. With 25 threes the Crimson Tide made. I mean, it was just, it was awesome basketball.
Right. So do you want to go chronological, or is there a game that you caught, that caught your attention?
No, all of them. Just hit me, and I'll hit you back.
All right. BYU Alabama is where the night started. Mm-hmm. I thought that this one would be even more up and down than it ultimately was. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was still what?
They had 52 points at the half.
190 points in this game all the way around. Actually, a little bit more because I'm not doing my math.
186, something like that?
113 to 88.
Okay.
That was the score. That was an NBA game right there, man.
Yes, and it was because Alabama set the new men's NCAA tournament record for a single game of three-pointers made. 25 of them things as they just kept knocking down shots. And it started early. Like, it started very early. What was it, Sears?
Yeah.
He started seeing him go
March
through.
March Sears, and they're calling him.
He knew exactly. He knew exactly what time it was when those started going. I thought BYU would put up a better shot, but they also scored 80-some points in this. So I guess I can't knock them too much.
I know. It wasn't them. It was the other team.
Yeah, you take 88 points every day of the week in college basketball. You definitely take 113. You definitely take 113. You know what my thought was after this? I don't know. I mean, it's possible, obviously, but did Alabama spill all the candy in the lobby there? And I mean, to dial it back up against Duke?
So. Yeah, I hope so.
You want Duke?
I don't want Alabama if they're going to be scoring like that.
You know what I mean? Like, was that like their apex and now they have to draw?
I would hope so. Yeah. If you have more than 113 in a 40-minute basketball game.
I do not want to see them if that's what they got.
Do they get cold now? Does it go the other way?
I don't know that they're going to get fully cold, but this is who they are. Like, they're an up-tempo team and they knock down shots. And, I mean, obviously, this is the extreme of it, but they have that potential. That's one of the things that makes them tough. That's one of the things that was made this a really fun basketball game. But I guess we can jump to the other game where maybe they do pose a better of a challenge, because I thought that Duke Arizona was absolutely going to be like, this was Duke's best matchup of the teams that they could possibly get was Arizona. And for a minute there, like the entire first half, they were just going back and forth, where it was like, all right, one team would get a 3-5 point lead, and then here we go the other way. And in the second half, it just opened up. Like,
well,
Cooper Flagg looked phenomenal in this basketball.
That's the other thing that the NCAA tournament gives us that nothing else does, and that is you get to see the next great thing. Like, you see the next great thing unveiled for the country, you know, because everybody heard about Cooper Flagg and, oh, Duke's good. But, I mean, we all know how much college basketball people watch during the regular season. That's not a lot, most people.
Yeah.
But you get to see that young face, the next great thing, and that was a performance for the ages, you know, from Cooper Flagg. The numbers, you know, 30.6 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 blocks. But in that context,
one of those blocks he threw into the third
round. Yeah, it was crazy. In that context, I can go back. I was thinking about it. I can go back. You can almost always remember, like, the first time you saw in the tournament. Go back to Magic Johnson. Like, you'd heard about him a lot. He was on Sports Illustrated, and all of a sudden, oh, that guy, Steph. You know, Steph with Davidson. You know, you can go back. Melo.
Yeah.
Nobody knew Melo. And then all of a sudden, like, ooh, that guy. So I think a lot of people right now are going, ooh, that Cooper Flagg kid.
Right, where you get a real introduction to him playing, like, the highest level talent on a big stage. Cooper Flagg is delivering, and I can't wait for the possible matchup that could happen. But before you get there, or actually, I can't even get to that to tonight's games, because I got to talk about what was the most stunning ending of all the games last night. It was Texas Tech getting over on Arkansas. After Arkansas had a very nice lead late in the game, Texas Tech said, no, we need that.
And now it's Darian Williams. And this is who you want. Knox will pick him up. Williams corkscrews up, off, and down! It's a two-point lead. Final seconds. Wagner with it. Driving on Hawkins. Firing off. Texas Tech has won! The Red Raiders have won! In the second largest comeback ever in the Sweet 16!
God bless Turner and everybody involved for making sure that Kevin Harlan was there for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad he got that one.
Yeah, that was incredible. 16 points they were down, man. midway through the second half.
I thought
half.
That was over.
Yeah, midway through the second half.
Nah, I thought it was over, man.
Yeah, and then that happens. And by the way, that's the dude that also tied it at the end of regulation. And John Calipari, legendary coach, I thought he should have, he misused his timeouts twice.
The Cinderella story over, huh?
Oh, God. You should have called the timeout at the end of regulation to set something up. Should have called timeout after the bucket.
It's always been a question I've had about John Calipari, and I'm not unique in that. Just how good of a coach when it comes to like the on-court things. Because in college, you get more of that separation where are you the CEO recruiter guy or are you on the court guy? And I've always viewed him more as a CEO recruiter guy, and I've given him a lot of due for that.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments where I think you're right. You absolutely needed that. But salute to Grant McCaslin and the entirety of that Texas Tech team because they got down. I mean, late they were down a good, some like, was it like 10 points, even more? And I think with probably about 5 minutes to go, it was like a 69-59 game. And they just stormed back, knocking down threes, and they got themselves overtime, and then they went ahead and won it in that way. So they will move on, as I hoped, and they my personal
your bracket's
Elite
good?
Eight looks good. Yeah. I had all four of these teams just barely,
dang,
which is fun. But
you might be leading right now.
I don't think so. I highly doubt it. Nobody cares about my particular bracket anyways. And yes, you're right. Going back to Duke, Arizona, we should give Caleb Love as well.
Yes.
Love, because he was cooking his damn self.
Yes, he was.
They met up against some monsters. And that's how I feel Purdue might feel in this game tonight. U of H takes on Purdue tonight. What are you looking for here? Because for me personally, the thing I'm most excited about is obviously it's actually like the defense, and not that's surprising with this Houston team, but because it matches up so well with Purdue, Purdue loves doing a pick and like running pick and roll. They have an all American point guard in what's my guy's name? I forgot his name as soon as I was about to go to it. But yeah, they have an all American point guard and they like running that pick and roll, and this team blows that up consistently all season long.
I think Purdue's going to see six players on the floor when they're on offense. I think UH's defense is absolutely gonna work them. And then, you know, the other side of the bracket, Tennessee, Kentucky, a couple more SEC teams that could face Houston if they win. Terrific basketball tonight again. I mean, just terrific.
Brayden Smith is his name, and I look forward to him having a few turnovers because I think these guys definitely get in their pockets.
Right.
They're going to need to bring the offense, though. Like, I think this is where you're going to see the law firm of Uzan and Cryer, and maybe you put some Sharp in there as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully showing up in a big way because that's going to be necessary. But, yeah, I'm very excited for this one. It is, 7:10 tonight?
It is going to be at 8:09.
Okay, they got the later game.
Yeah.
They got the later name.
9:09. I made the same mistake again.
Is it 9:09 Eastern?
9:09 Central.
No, Central.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they got the
9:09 Central.
Late game.
Yeah.
All right.
I keep looking at that 9:09 and I refuse to believe that it's.
Yeah. Good thing is it's a Friday. They got the watch party.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but that's
taking that before.
That's right.
Is the weather going to be nice?
Oh, it might clear up by then. It's supposed to clear up by tomorrow.
Like, I don't want to say that too loud because I still like to, you know, everybody get out there and enjoy it. But I'm just, hey,
I got
rain, sleet, snow, get out there.
That's right. Hey. We watching the Cougars play some basketball.
9 p.m., 68 degrees, cloudy.
All right. That's not too bad. Just bring your
season.
Hey, 10:30 p.m., a little rain, but by then you'll be into the game.
You should be drunk by then.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Why? You being drunk is not...
Rain won't bother you.
Yeah,
rain
just
won't
water.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you going out there, you don't have an umbrella.
Shower,
I got this tequila, we good.
Yeah, you shower, right?
Yeah.
Water ain't going to hurt nobody.
That's right.
That's wild. Yeah, so a great, great game, night of basketball. Looking forward to another one tonight as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by Stephen A. Smith, just out here saying whatever he wants. We'll get you the audio of it, but what hill are you always going to die on? 713-572-4610. You're just not going to come off of this take. We'll do it next.